sposti quando ti vedi già, quando vai a correggi di già, non sanno dato quando ti vedi già, no, 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 Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachalane Nagarashesha Shanyavari Bhakshatara Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaiti Gadadha Nityananda Gauravani Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama defaming the Supreme Personality of God. Nirapatrapa, without shame. Translation, Prajapati Daksha continued, thus committing violence against other living entities and claiming to be an associate of Vishnu, you are defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who needlessly created a mentality of renunciation, innocent voice, and therefore you are shameless and devoid of compassion. How could you travel with the personal associates of the Supreme Lord? Therefore, this mentality of Prajapati Daksha still continues even today when young boys join the Krishna Conscious Movement. Their fathers and so-called guardians are very angry at the propounder of the Krishna Conscious Movement because they think that their sons have been unnecessarily induced to deprive themselves of material enjoyments of eating, drinking, and merrymaking. Karmis, food of workers, think that one should fully enjoy his present life in this material world and also perform some pious activities to be promoted to higher planetary systems for further enjoyment in the next life. A yogi, however, especially a bhakti yogi, is callous to the opinions of this material world. He is not interested in traveling to the higher planetary systems of the demigods to enjoy a long life in an advanced materialistic civilization. As stated by the Purananda Saraswati, Kaivalya Narakaya Te Tridasa Pur Akasha Pushpaya Te. For a devotee merging into the Brahman, existence is hellish, and life in higher planetary systems of demigods is a little of a wisp, phantasmagoria with no real existence at all. A pure devotee is not interested in yoga correction, travel to higher planetary systems, or oneness with Brahman. He is interested only in winning service to the personality of Godhead. Since Prajapati Daksha was a karma, he could not appreciate the great service Narada had rendered his 11,000 sons. Instead, he accused Narada Muni of being sinful and charged that because Narada Muni was associated with the Supreme Personality of God, the Lord would also be defamed. Thus, Daksha criticized that Narada Muni was an offender to the Lord, although he was known as associated with the Lord. Text 39, all the devotees of the Lord but you are very kind to visitor souls and are eager to benefit others. Although you wear the dress of a devotee, you create enmity with people who are not your enemies, or you break friendship and create enmity between friends. Are you not ashamed of posing as a devotee while performing those abominable actions? Purport, such are the criticisms that are being borne by the servant Narada Muni in the succession through the Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to train young people to become devotees and return home back to God if we're following rigid regulated principles, but our service is appreciated neither in India nor abroad in the Western countries where we are endeavoring to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. In India, the caste Brahmins have become enemies of the Krishna consciousness movement because we elevate foreigners who are supposed to be lechas and yavanas to the Krishna Brahmins. We train them in austerity and penances and recognize them as Brahmins by awarding them sacred threads. Thus, the caste Brahmins and Indians are very displeased by our activities in the Western world. In the West, also, the parents of the young people who join this movement have become enemies. We have no business creating enemies when the process is such that non-devotees will always be inimical towards us. Nonetheless, as stated in the Shastras, devotees should be most tolerant and merciful. Devotees engaged in preaching should be prepared to be accused by ignorant persons, and yet they must be very merciful to the fallen conditioned souls. If one can execute his duty in his position of Narada Muni, his service will be recognized. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotee's devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Let us continue preaching the message of Lord Krishna and not be afraid of enemies. Our only duty is to satisfy the Lord by this preaching, which will be accepted as service by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. We must sincerely serve the Lord and not be debtored by so-called enemies. In this verse, the word Sauharda Nam, breaker of friendship, is used because Narada Muni and the members of a dissenting succession disrupt friendships and family life. They are sometimes accused of being Sauharda Nam, creates enmity between relatives. Actually, such devotees are friends of every living entity, but they are misunderstood to be enemies. Preaching can be difficult, a thankless task, but a preacher must follow the orders of the Supreme Lord, be unafraid of materialistic persons. Translation, Prajapati Dakshinchini. Thus committing violence against other living entities and yet claiming to be an associate of Lord Vishnu, you are defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You needlessly create a mentality of renunciation in innocent boys and therefore you are shameless and devoid of compassion. How could you travel without personal associates of the Supreme Lord? All the devotees of the Lord but you are very kind to conditioned souls and are eager to benefit others. Although you wear the dress of a devotee, you create enmity with people who are not your enemies, or you break friendship and create enmity between friends. Are you not ashamed of posing as a devotee while performing these abominable actions? So here we see not just implied criticism, but direct criticism of Narada by Daksha. And the criticism is that a real associate of the Lord should benefit the people of the world. But Narada isn't benefiting anybody, so how can he be an associate of the Lord? In other words, though he claims to be a representative of the Lord, actually he is not, and therefore he defames the Lord. So this is, of course, a mistaken conception of Daksha, to think that the Lord's purpose is simply to make people happy in the material world and to make sure their friendship goes on. Because of that misconception, he is criticizing Narada. So what Narada has done, of course, is correct in one sense. He has created some enmity, which means some hostility. Hostility is created in Daksha. He is becoming hateful of Narada Muni and resents even the conduct of his own sons. So we can say that the cause is Narada, in one sense. But ultimately, is the purpose of the material world that the Lord has created simply that people stay in the material world? And is the only purpose to follow the process of Dharma, which is Prajapati-daksha's main interest, and do the duties to parents, etc.? Certainly that is one part of the effort of the Lord, but it is not the only thing. So therefore, he is unduly criticizing Narada because he doesn't understand there are other aspects of the Lord's desire in the material world, not just to implement Dharma on the lower level. So in this example of Daksha and Narada, we will see that there actually is a very distinct difference between regular Dharma and Bhakti. Narada Muni is representing Bhakti, and Prajapati Daksha is representing Dharma. And at a certain point, they don't mix well together. And that is exactly what happens when Narada Muni comes and takes the sons away. Then Daksha becomes disturbed because it's disturbing his Dharma. So, how to prevent this disharmony or conflict between two different methods, Dharma and Bhakti? That will require proper understanding on the part of the people who follow Dharma. It cannot be prevented by condemning Bhakti or Narada Muni, because that is also encouraged by the Supreme Lord. The Prabhupada quotes at the end here from the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that one who instructs others about the glories of the Lord, he is dear to me. So that is what Narada Muni is doing. So those who are interested in Dharma must understand that though one can practice those principles and the Lord also institutes Dharma, still the principles of Bhakti are higher. And we have to, it's some conflict, and we have to make a choice. The principles of Bhakti are higher, and if we follow those, there is no loss. But if we only follow the lower principles, definitely there is loss, because that means we've misunderstood the whole purpose of that Dharma. Ultimately, the whole purpose of the Dharma is to come to Bhakti. And therefore, Daksha should not criticize Narada Muni because his sons have come to that level. The problem is, and this is the problem that Narada Muni detected in Vyasadeva's strategy for Kali Yuga. Vyasadeva wrote all the Puranas and encouraged people to follow worship of Shiva and Tamagun, worship of Brahma and Rajagun, worship of Vishnu and Sattvagun. So if you're in a particular guna, then he advised you to worship a different deity. Narada said, well, that is not going to work in Kali Yuga because people are very lazy. And they will not change their dharma and go from the lower worship to the higher worship. They will stay at the lower level. So if they're advised to worship Shiva, they'll worship Shiva, but they'll think that's the ultimate and they won't change and they won't worship Vishnu ever. So, therefore, in Kali Yuga particularly, people get caught in a particular level and they don't want to move out of that level at all. So it is dangerous to present these different options to people in Kali Yuga. And instead presenting Dharma and Karma Yoga and Jnana and Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti as a gradual process, better simply to present Bhakti Yoga. That's all. People are not capable of gradually progressing upwards and understanding properly the positions of these different processes. And we see here Daksha also, even though he is an elevated person, he could not understand also. And that is why he is insulting Narada here. So even advanced persons like Daksha cannot understand the proper position of these different dharmas, and he gets caught on the level of karma yoga. And he cannot go beyond that. Therefore, that is the danger of this gradual system. And that is why it is condemned by Narada Muni in Kali Yuga. And therefore, Narada Muni advised Vyasadeva to write the Bhagavatam and only point out bhakti is the process and reject everything else. To completely reject other dharmas as cheating dharmas and simply present the process of bhakti. And bhakti not to any particular form of the Lord, but to Krishna. So, in this story of Daksha, we see a complete misunderstanding of the purpose of this dharma that Prajapati Daksha is trying to follow very strictly. Yeah? So he quotes from scripture to show that Narada Muni is very sinful because he is disrupting the duties of sons to parents, etc. And thereby causing hatred and disruption of friendship, etc. So, all of this is based on a misconception of the different processes, and understanding that the process of Dharma is a relative process only. It is not an ultimate process. So, if we can come to that understanding, then fine, we can practice the Dharma along with the bhakti. It is not a problem, as long as there's no conflict. But where there is a conflict, then we have to take the higher principle over the lower principle. Just as if there are statements in different Puranas, statements in Shiva Purana, or statements in Vishnu Purana, one is superior to the other. So the statements of the Vishnu Purana are superior to those of the Shiva Purana, or any Purana in Rajada. So if there's conflicting statements, we take the statements of Vishnu Purana over those of Rajagun Puranas or Tamagun Puranas. So when there is a conflict of statements, then we have to take the superior source. So when there is a conflict between bhakti and karma and jnana and whatever other processes, then ultimately we have to take the process of bhakti that is superior to the others. So though scripture may glorify all of these processes, we have to understand their relative positions. This is made clear at the end of the Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, where Krishna speaks to Uddhava. And there he clearly says that bhakti is the only process which is not within the gunas of the material world. All the other processes are in the gunas. That automatically puts it in it. Superior position. And therefore, Daksha here is rather foolish in criticizing Narada and his advice to his sons to follow the process of bhakti, worship the Supreme Lord. Because Narada is simply indicating the highest process, the supreme process, the ultimate process. And if the sons take to it, then they've fulfilled their mission as human beings, and they don't have to return to the material world again. So that's the whole purpose of the Supreme Lord. Rather than rejoicing that this has happened, Daksha criticizes Narada Muni, thinking that his son should stay in the material world and follow his orders, etc. So that is the problem with the lower processes, when they get bewildered by them and stuck in them due to some misconceptions, and then not appreciate the devotee's process of bhakti. So that is something we should learn from this story of Daksha. Well, dharma in that sense is not referred to the Varnashram dharma. Bhagavad dharma there means the process of bhakti. Bhagavata, what is presented in the Bhagavata. That is why we have to be very careful when we read scripture to understand the proper placement of all the different statements. There's some confusion, and that is why we have different schools of thought, like karma mimamsa, which says that karma is supreme. Because scripture does praise things, and then these people will quote these things. Doing sacrifices, you go to Svarga Loka and you become eternal. And that's the ultimate goal, because scripture says so. So because of these different statements in scripture, we have to be very careful and not simply take everything literally. We have to see the relative positions of all these different statements if there's a conflict. Now the processes are there because certain people are not qualified for the higher process, so therefore they're giving lower processes. That system works in other yugas, but doesn't work in Kali Yuga, where nobody's qualified for anything. So therefore, everyone is qualified only for bhakti. Well, yeah, in that sense, of course, yeah. They're also cheating in the sense, only in the sense that if we don't understand their proper positions, then it becomes cheating. Now, if they understand the proper positions, they are functional for certain levels of people, fine. And we also understand not suitable for Kali Yuga, fine. So that is why we shouldn't criticize the process itself, because it's also recommended by the Lord. But we have to criticize the application. Particularly now, it's not suitable.
Grantra Shri Shri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sudarajman Maharaj ki, Srimad Vesesi Bhagavatam Shri Prabhupada ki.